Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That we've been on, which is Monday, Wednesdays, and usually Saturdays. I swear, Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. The bulk of the days been terrible weather, but it is what it is. So,
how'd they play?
How'd they play? At times, they look great. Other times, not so much. But we're down in Tecumseh. You ever been to Tecumseh?
No. Is it south of Ann Arbor?
Yes. Yeah. And it's quite a drive.
We have a friend from Tecumseh. But
yes, we do. And so I asked him, where do we need to hang out in Tecumseh between games? His dad used to own a camera shop. It's turned into the Tecumseh Tavern. So I'm like, I'm going to the Tecumseh Tavern between games. Power through a summer shandy and go back for game two. Nice little place. Really nice little place.
There you go.
But yeah, I was happy. You know, find a new spot. But did you get into any more of those? Was it Oberon Lights or New Discovery that you like?
I had a couple this weekend.
Yeah,
literally a couple. It's a really, really good beer. Good light beer.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of flavor.
You're down.
Yeah, I'm totally down. In fact, my brother came over last night, for a minute, and I told him, I said, you got to try this out. Because he's the one that introduced me to Bell's Brewery in the first place.
Okay.
Many moons ago, when we had we were both, I think I hadn't graduated college yet, and my brother had just graduated from undergrad, and so still living in the house, and he had brought in a six-pack of Bell's Best Brown Ale.
Okay.
I'm like, what's this? He goes, you want to try one? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, wow, that's...
Do I?
That's pretty tasty, right? You know, at this point, I was like 19 or 20, and I'm just trying out different things, and I'm like that's a tasty.
It was Gator's experimental stage, people.
Yeah, it was a tasty beer. It's a tasty beer, and then a couple years later, I discovered what would become Oberon. Back then, it was called Soul Sun, I believe, from Oberon, from Bell's, and then I realized Bell's is a pretty good brewery. They know what they're doing over there, and all these years later, they're still getting it done.
Yeah.
And now Oberon Light is really tasty.
Yeah, we got.
For a light beer, it's really flavorful.
No shortage of breweries in our state, that's for sure. So, all right, so the Tigers are the big story. I mean, it's funny because I was looking at the power rankings that came out, and you heard there during the update. I believe it's MLB Network has the Tigers as the number one team in baseball. No, I'm sorry. They have them number two in baseball. CBS has them as the number one team in baseball. So CBS power rankings, Tigers 1, Dodgers 2, Yankees 3. MLB has Dodgers 1, Tigers 2. So between CBS ranks the Tigers number one in baseball, MLB ranks the Tigers number two in baseball. I say we open up the debate. Are the Tigers the best team in baseball or the second best team in baseball? 248-539-9797. Let's get after it. Is I you know, incredible.
It really is incredible. I mean, they're 31-16, 16 losses, and they're 15 games above 500. That's fun. This team just keeps playing and winning series as they did over the weekend. They're run differential is still great. It's second now to the Yankees. I think they're at plus 90. The Tigers are at like plus 87 or something. Regardless, they're so fun to watch right now. It really is great. And it's a tough division, man. Four teams above 500, and they're all well above 500. Kansas City's in fourth place, and they're four games above 500. And I know the go-to for people, like, oh, yeah, well, you got Chicago in that division. Yeah, Chicago, the White Sox have only played 16 games within the division. They only won two of them. But it's only 16 games. It's not like the entire season has been played against the Chicago White Sox. This division.
Yes, it is. Every team in the AL Central is always playing the Chicago White Sox.
That's right. This division is good. It's really good. And this division is actually, when you look at the American League East, how are these numbers? The White Sox against the AL East, 3-4.
Really?
Yes. Kansas City is 8-7. The Guardians are 6-6. Minnesota is 8-1 against the East, and the Tigers are 10-2 against the East. Shut up, New York. Okay, so if you want to say that the Tigers are first place or first or second in all of baseball right now, I don't really care too much about it. I would say this. I would probably have the Tigers second behind the Dodgers because they actually faced each other and lost, even though it was the first series of the season, and they were actually close games for a couple of those. They still lost those games. So I recognize the Tigers have a better record than the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But when they went head-to-head, Dodgers win, so they get the slight edge for me. But I do think the Tigers are definitely the first or second best team in baseball right now.
Yeah.
And this team can get better.
No, they can. They absolutely can.
They can get a lot better.
You know, the thing about it is, like, they're winning one-run games. They've won blowouts. They've won, you know, whatever style you want them to win. Pitcher's duel, shootouts. But, you know, the thing about it is...
Overtime.
Yeah,
right. Double overtime.
The thing about it is, you know, what they've been. We've established what they've been so far. The true question is, what are you going to be? And there's a lot of baseball to be played. Like, being first or second in the power rankings on May 19th isn't particularly, you know, life-changing. It's what you're going to be in, you know, August, September, October that really measures what kind of season you have. What's fun is it all is validating that what happened at the end of last season wasn't a fluke. That was the Tigers turning the corner and becoming a quality, really good baseball team. And I got a theory.
Oh, a theory.
I got a theory, but I just feel like when I'm watching them play, that the winning has become contagious. That it doesn't matter who you are in this organization. I think it's more than just the major league roster, because I think it's the 40-man roster. They use all the, like, and I'll give you an example. Akil Badu was responsible for an inning yesterday. Was it the first inning, right? He makes a catch climbing the wall.
Face plants into the scoreboard and makes the catch.
And then he has the double play where he lays out. And I mean, that's Akil Badu. That's a player that it felt like his time in Detroit had perhaps passed him up. And he got hurt and he ends up at Toledo and he gets a call up and he makes winning plays. And I just feel like there's a contagious nature to this of everybody wanting to, you know, row the boat in the same direction. Yeah.
And we got PJ Fleck leading us.
Everybody's contributing. They want to contribute in any way they can. And I just feel like the winning plays are contagious. There was a play yesterday. It's first and second. It's the sixth or seventh inning. I can't remember exactly. Torkelson's at the plate. There's two outs. Gleyber Torres is at second. And Andy Ibañez is at first. This is the game-winning run, as it turns out. Torkelson singles to center. Torres is going to score easily from second. And he rounds third. And maybe you say he never should have slowed up, but he slows up a little bit, turns and sees that Ibañez is going first to third, turns the gas on, yeah, and touches home plate right before Ibañez gets thrown out. Now, so he scores the run when he sees that Ibañez is going first to third. You can make the case that he never should, with correct, two outs, you should always be going.
And I'll bet you he does from here on out.
I bet you he does, but he did turn the gas on to make sure he got home. You know, you can't lollygag because if Ibañez gets thrown out before he crosses home, that run doesn't count, and the Tigers don't take the 3-2 lead, which ended up being the final score. Accumulation. of all these little things is making the difference. And when you're winning, I think your attention to detail is peaked. I think your focus is peaked. I think you feel like you're a part of something special, and it just feeds off itself. And then you've got the little subtleties of the game that make a difference in a one-run game.
It's special because the Bedeau plays in the field were fantastic. He also went 1-for-3 at the plate with a walk and a stolen base. You know, so he's making contributions there. And he probably knows what's going to happen this week sometime. The Vierling's going to come up, and it's quite possible Akil Baddoo is sent down. He may not be, though. Mm-hmm. He may not be. You know, I originally thought this could be the easy button to hit for the Tigers, that this is what could happen. But there's another possible move that we probably need to consider.
Well, we'll get to that today at 10:20. Plus your phone calls and feedback. Mondays, of course, mean Champ and Chum. Get your Champ and Chum votes in. Who had the best weekend? Who should be called out for having the worst weekend? We will tally up your votes and post on our website on Tuesday who the people select as Champ and Chump of the weekend. We'll have our nominations today at 10:35. You hear a nomination you like, of course, you can second it. Get your votes in. We tally them up. Hey, don't pass on the responsibility to vote for Champ and Chump of the weekend. You all have a responsibility. Let your voice be heard. Champ and Chump. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. It's really fun. The beginning of a summer, we feel like we're going to be talking Tiger baseball. Maybe all summer long, because they're going to stick in this thing and be a factor in the American League. And we were impressed. We were impressed with losing to begin the season because of the way they played and some of what they showed and the way they battled. And now here they are. It's just like each week it feels like they get better. Each week we sit here on a good, you know, Monday, we kind of recap the weekend and there's more confidence in them and it feels like they're getting better. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. As much as I hate to say it, the Tigers are number two in baseball until the Dodgers get knocked off their perch. Tigers number two in MLB, but number one in my heart. That's from an unnamed texter. You don't have to hate to say it. Oh dear, we're not the very best team in baseball. Like, I got it. Let's be clear. When it all settles, it shakes out in the end after 162, maybe they won't even be one of the top two teams in baseball. But it's, you know, we keep checking, crossing weeks off the calendar, and we're getting, it's, you know, the old saying, it's getting late early. We're just getting deeper and deeper into the season. And they're still hanging around. Now, what was the other move that you wanted to talk about?
So I think it's easy for people to say that if Vierling comes back, that Akil Baddoo gets sent down. And that may be the case. But there are so many options that A.J. Hinch has at his disposal here, right? He's got to consider all these things. Yeah, you could do that. But Vierling gives you all the versatility because he plays third base and he plays in the outfield positions, right? Mm-hmm. So would you say that it has to be Akil Baddoo, or do you consider that it could be Andy Ibañez? Because Ibañez is not as good defensively, but he's got one amazing skill. He kills left-handed pitching, mm-hmm. but that's kind of it. That's what he does. Now, he can play second, he can play third, and that helps you out. But if you got Vierling back, then that doesn't really matter. Plus, because you've done this experiment with Colt Keith. Is he playing first base? Is he a DH? Is he a second baseman? You've got an extra second baseman with he and Torres, right? So you don't have to worry about that. So Ibañez could be a guy. It depends what A.J. Hinch feels the need for this Tiger team is. If he feels the need to have, if he feels a need for speed, if he wants speed and more outfielder versatility, then maybe Baddoo stays. And Justin Henry Molloy is another one. What happens with Justin Henry Molloy? Now, all this is going to work itself out because people are coming back. And when Meadows comes back, it's going to make it even more obvious. But, you know, Jake Rogers comes back as an easy move with a catcher. But I'm just saying, I'm not sure it's so punch-button easy to say it's Baddoo. Based on what you saw last night, Baddoo playing well defensively, and he's got speed on the base paths, and he's got power as well. Is that more than what Andy Ibañez can offer when he's got the one skill, which is being able to hit lefties? And understand that Javi Baez has the versatility to go back and play in the infield as well if you need him to play third base.
don't want to send any of these guys down.
But you have to.
You have to.
Now, you don't have to do it right away, and it doesn't seem like they're going to wait a few days on Vierling to bring him up. But I'm just saying the options are there for A.J. Hinch, and it's not going to be an easy decision.
Probably running the risk of falling in love with their own guys too much. You know what I mean? Like, it's certainly acceptable to have to make these tough decisions. It's what we prefer, right? That's what I'm getting at. But these are tough decisions that you have to make. A bunch of guys that have helped them win.
They all have a particular set of skills.
Yeah.
That makes them a nightmare for other teams. Whether it's being able to hit left-handed pitching, whether it's, you know, to be able to sit in the batter's box and know that you're going to see at least five pitches this at bat and that you draw a ton of walks like Malloy does. Or if you know that you can add to this team because you need somebody as a late, you know, pinch running specialist or somebody you can put in the outfield and not really miss too much of a beat like Akil Badu can do. I mean, everybody brings something else to the table. That's what's fun about it. In the end, you want this team to be ultra healthy. And when they're ultra healthy, it's Parker Meadows in center field. It's Matt Vierling probably playing third base with extensions in the outfield. And then what does that mean for Javi Baez? Don't know. You know, I mean, Javi's playing great right now. A little bit of a hitting slump here in the last couple games, but he's still hitting at 290. And we know what he's done in the last month has been fantastic, better than anybody in baseball.
Yeah, these are all questions that will get answered when they need to get answered. They don't need to be answered now, but as guys become available and get healthy, you know, there's always a chance that somebody else will get hurt and the decision becomes obvious.
Right.
In fact, it's probable that somebody else will get hurt. It's just the way it works out. Scott in Carlton says, champ the Tigers. Great series win again. Also me, I had some incredible pulled pork Saturday.
Nice. Well done, sir.
Go you. Chump everything Toronto. That's from Scott in.
Oh boy.
What happened in Toronto? Something happened.
Did they lose a baseball series? And did they? Well, they must have. I mean, they had a 2-0 lead, a 2-0 lead over Florida. They wouldn't possibly have blown that, did they?
Jamie writes in, Champ Javi Baez, this dude, man, Chump Maple Leafs. Hilarious once again. So somebody called last week and said they're rooting for Toronto. And I'm like, and it was in some way he tied it into the Lions. He wanted Toronto to win because Lions. And I'm like. Because
they hadn't won since 67.
Yeah. And my whole thing is, I don't want to be like the last cursed team standing. Like the Cubs have won a World Series, the Red Sox.
It's always Cleveland.
Yeah, there is. I mean, the Rangers, the whole Rangers back in the 90s. Oh, Rangers will never win. They'll never win. They'll never win. They did. And it's like the Lions. I don't want us to be the last team standing that hasn't won. Because good God, we have a streak that needs to get broken. Let's see. Champ the Tigers for keeping on winning. Chump Scott Harris for not getting Scooble signed long-term. Give him 6 years, $65 million. Football fan in Belleville.
$65 million a year for 6 years. Wow. That's
I don't know that today's a great day to chump Scott Harris. I can understand you want him signed, and I get wanting him signed. Hell, I want him signed. He said something last week about
a podcast or something.
Yeah. Where he said, keep in mind, it takes two people to agree to get signed. It sounds, and I'm a little, I don't want to question it, but the whole idea that they didn't make a competitive offer, I'd like to hear the Tigers' side of that story about whether or not they thought their offer was competitive. Did they really make an offer? Did they put together a framework of a deal? Who said it wasn't competitive? This was a story. I can't remember who had it.
I saw it late last week, but it was quoted from a podcast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And I understand the angst about this, okay? And, you know, I'd prefer that they sign him long-term. But I always get a little bit hesitant with a Scott Boras client that Boras wants to take him to New York or Boston or L.A. And he doesn't want his client to sign in Detroit.
You know what it reminds me of, or what it, I hope it doesn't end up like this, but it's starting to a little bit. It reminds me of the 2014 season, right before the season began. And the Tigers wanted to sign Max Scherzer long term. Mm-hmm. He had come off a 21-3 season with a 2.9 earned run average. And they said, hey, we want you long term. They made an offer. And Max said, no, thank you. I'm going to play the season out and I'm going to enter free agency. He bet on himself.
Yep.
And that's when we started the whole bit, and Kang was brilliant with it, with the whole kudos to Max. And it paid off for him because he got a giant contract to leave and go to the Nationals. And he had a great season with the Tigers that year too, went 18-5 with a 3.15 earned run average and a top five Cy Young finish. And he was an all-star.
Yeah.
Tarik Skubal is pitching better than Max Scherzer was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eventually the Tigers turned around and they gave all that money they offered to Max and they gave it to Miggy and then some.
Yep.
I think we'd all like to see the Tigers give it to Skubal. Now, here's the other interesting part. How old is Tarik Skubal right now?
Was he 26?
I want to say like 28, I think. Really? But Max Scherzer was 29 in 2014 when he was in his final run with the Tigers.
He is 28.
So this is a very similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what will Chris Illich learn from losing Max Scherzer? And does that apply to Tarik Skubal?
It's a valid question. Look, I'd like to see them lock him up, but this is one of those deals where everybody wants to see him in a Tiger uniform forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets hurt and you're like, I'm glad they didn't sign him. Or he never gets, I don't know. It's so easy to say. It's so easy to say, lock him up. And in the moment, it feels like they really should. And I still hope they do. But I always leery of a Boras client. Am I wrong for being leery of that?
No.
Champ and Chump, our nominations at 10:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Carson Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Justin in Madison Heights writes in, Akil Badu, hands down, is my chump of the weekend. Those back-to-back plays in the outfield won them the game yesterday. In retrospect, the Maple Leafs are the obvious chumps. I feel so bad for those fans. I saw something I've never seen before in Game 7. Never seen this before. I'm not sure it's ever been done. Maybe it has, but we'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour. And look, there were a bunch of things. Like Akil Badu, first inning, was great. Was it the fourth where it was like single, double, walk, or walk, double, single, whatever it was, that Toronto opened up? The fact that they only got two runs that inning, that Job minimized the damage. Last out coming on that play deep behind the bag when McKinstry at third. That was big. Joe in Chesterfield says, champ Scotty Scheffler, what a performance chump the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler winning the PGA Championship. That's his third major. He's 29 years old. It's impressive. I think it's his 15th tournament that he's won. He played really well on Saturday. Shot a 65 to kind of move into that position. And then maintained his lead. For a while there, though, it did get tied up at 9-under with John Rahm heading into the back nine. And then Rahm didn't do so well to finish off, and Scheffler did enough to build up a six-stroke lead, ended up winning by five. And holding off those LIV golfers, Doug, those pesky LIV golfers, that's just, you just hate to see it.
Yeah. Let's go to Ivory in Redford. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. We were just talking about this a second ago as far as Scooble. You know, it's real simple for me. Like, I know it's not simple for them in the sense that they want him long term. I hope they do, like, long term. But as a GM, and this goes for any sport, really, not just baseball or specific to Scooble, but when you have a player, his value, you want to keep him long term and everything, but it's real simple. I'm basically taking the Costa way of it. If I'm Scott Harris, I'm going to have a meeting with them and let them know in the most respectful way, because he deserves that, you know, Scooble, you know. But I'm not losing you for nothing. Player, his value, you should never hit free agency under my team. We're going to make a competitive offer. I don't know what that would be, you know, something like, if, you know, you want to make 50 per, 6 year, 50 per, whatever. I'm going to make a very, very competitive offer. And if you don't accept it by whatever, like winter meeting, we will put your name out there and trade you with aggression, because I'm not losing a guy like that for nothing. So if Boris wants to take his client to whatever, and he doesn't want him to sign and they play hardball, that's fine. But you're going to either go into the 26th season under our team on a long-term extension or on another team, you know, in the last year. I'm not losing them for nothing.
I totally understand what you're saying, Ivory, and I kind of subscribe to that same theory, if you will.
You don't want to go that route? You don't want to do that?
No, I mean, you don't. You know, but to your point, you don't want to lose them for nothing. You don't want to have the Scherzer idiotic situation and be – I mean, the difference with the Tigers is they were competing for a World Series – you know, that season, yeah. And it's like, well, you can't trade him during the season. So the time you trade him is during the off season. But they thought that they were going to make a great offer to him, and they're going to accept it, and he didn't.
I guess I would say this is a topic for probably pretty far down the road, and I'm not mad at you, but yeah. I don't even want to really think about it until we absolutely have to.
But I'm saying, like, it's a long way down the road, but it's really not in a certain sense, because it's like, say for instance, what I hope they win the World Series. Like, if they win, that's a hard thing. Like, you know, you trade a guy like that after the, you know, it's, I know it's down the road, but it's really not, because it's really right in front of their face. Like, there, you know, all the players know it. He knows it. His agent knows it.
Yeah. Yes. Right now. Got it, Ivory. You're looking down the road. I'm so singularly focused on tonight's game at St. Louis. Not literally, but I want to win the World Series this year. And the whole Scooble, you know, long-term issue with this contract is a big topic. Don't get me wrong, and I get where you're coming from. It's not front of mind right now. If they can get something done now, that'd be great.
No, I think all the fans would love to hear that there's an extension that has been signed in the next few weeks. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think any of that talk is probably tabled for after the season. And then you can address it at that point. But I mean, this is what we have seen this, and the Lions did it with TJ Hockenson. If you know that you're either A, you're not going to sign the player, or two, that it's just you can't sign the player because they're asking for too much, then you absolutely want to do the right thing by your team and your organization, which is get something for that player before he leaves for nothing. But don't want to think about that till the end of the season, because that's when you just start thinking about it.
Kang, behind the glass, first of all, hope you had a great weekend.
I did, thank you. The weather's a little always sketchy around here. Yep. You know, she's always drunk. I'm talking about Mother Nature. Yeah, she is. But, Doug, I think you're speaking for yourself, of course, as you always do, but you're speaking as a fan. And as a GM or president of a baseball team or any team, you've got to keep your eye on the future as well. And I think that's what the caller is kind of bringing up, saying, yeah, it's down the road, but it's also something you have to deal with now as far as you keep an eye on it, right? Like, going back to not losing him for anything, Adamican Sue, Martin Mayhew should have had a plan B. The plan B never, you know, it's almost like he didn't have a plan B. It was like, we're going to sign Sue and we're going to move on. I mean, of course, we're trying to win games right now with Sue, but we'll have him sign at the end of the year. That didn't happen. And they did lose him for nothing, you know, and they didn't have his replacement either with Aaron Donald.
His replacement was a tight end.
Yeah, exactly. And Aaron Donald was staring him right in the face at the draft. So that's, I think, what fans and callers are worried about, Doug, is, yeah, we want to win now for sure, but also we can't, if we don't win and then we don't have Scubo, we literally have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm not worried about it. Should I be?
I don't think you should be now, but I mean, like, to Kang's point about, you know, you have to have a plan B.
Hold on. Sorry. Of course you're right. I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt. Kang, you're right, and Ivory's right. If you're in Scott Harris's office, I hope they're thinking about all the possible scenarios. But I'm not also, I guess my point is, there's no reason to force the issue until you have to force the issue, and we're not anywhere close to that.
No, you don't, but I mean, just to bring it up as a talking point like Ivory did, it's fine. And for Kang's point on the plan B, I mean, you can say that did Scott Harris have a plan B when the Rodriguez trade backfired, when all of a sudden he's like, I can't go to LA, and he nixed that trade a couple of years ago?
Not really.
It didn't look good. No. So is that something that you learn from that situation, or is that, you know, you're bound to relive it? I tend to think he's probably learned from that. And I also would have to imagine, if you're a GM, I mean, even if it's us as fans, we're already throwing out numbers in our head. Well, I'd sign him for 6 years and $50 million a year.
Right.
You know, and okay, so he's got numbers in his head of what he thinks he'd like to do. Whether or not he's expressed that to Scott Boras, who's Scoobal's agent, don't know. And you don't know where that's at. But I think it was clear with the comments that he made last week, Scott Harris, that he would love to have Tarek Skubal here long term. But it also seemed, when I'm reading between the lines of what he had to say, it sounded like he wants to do that, but the other side can't be ridiculous with their demands. And it's almost setting it up like, look, we can compete to a point, but if you're going to be expecting $60 million a year,
I guess
we're not going to compete in that area.
I've just never known a Boras client to not expect the ridiculous. I think that's why you hire Scott Boras, but... let's get to our champ and chump nominations. Gator, my champ of the weekend is the Toronto Maple Leafs for completely crashing out and blaming Mitch Marner to create the perfect scenario. Now go sign him, Steve Yzerman.
I like it. My champ is AJ Hinch. He just continues to push all the right buttons, whether it's the lineup, the pinch hitting, you making a mound visit just to emphasize a point, not to pull the pitcher. He's been cool and calm. He's the number one reason why this team is where they're at. And it was kind of hard to find just one tiger to give it to, because every game somebody else is contributing. But AJ Hinch is the constant.
My chump of the weekend, game sevens. Both blowouts. You get fired up for game seven. Is there anything better than a game seven? Yes, a close game seven. Neither were. Game sevens didn't live up to it, my chump of the weekend.
You weren't happy with the Thunder Nuggets?
No, I wasn't happy with the Thunder Nuggets.
My chump is it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. You did it again. You lost a seventh straight Game 7, tying the NHL record, you beautiful bastards. Fans actually booed Mitch Marner every time he touched the puck. I shouldn't say every time, but towards the end of the game when he was touching the puck, the fans are booing. It's unbelievable what has happened there in Toronto and what continues to be just the laughing stock of the Stanley Cup playoffs, is that they're just bound and determined to not advance that far.
Champ and Chump, get your votes in. 248-539-9797. Brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. We will continue to take your votes throughout the day. More open line calls next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, he now has 38 on the year, RBIs, tied for fourth in Major League Baseball. Last year, he had 37 RBIs. Spencer Torkelson, the turnaround has been amazing.
He got 11 home runs. Last year, he had 10.
It's been useful, all of that. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Tony and Saginaw, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Tony?
Gentlemen, good morning. I have been highly critical of Scott Harris and the whole idea of, and A.J. Hinch for being complicit in it, the whole idea of having all this flexibility in the lineup. It has, over the last 2 years, led to one of the worst fielding teams in all of baseball. However, and everybody down there knows who I am. When I say everybody, A.J. knows, all the players know, my voice carries, and I can be very, very supportive when they're doing things well. And one of the things that I've mentioned to every one of them down there this year is I'm so impressed with how so many of the players have improved in the offseason. Zach McKinstry is playing much better defensively. If you take a look at Spencer Torkelson, that kid, I knew from the day he came up, he was going to be a winner. And here's why. In his very first game up, the day before Miguel got his 3,000th hit, he had a ball hit behind him, 30 feet behind him, a pop-up, that he totally whiffed on. I'm down there the following day, and that kid goes 120 feet when Miguel gets the 3,000 hit. He goes 120 feet down the line, and he catches that ball, which in Old Tiger Stadium would have been on the in the bullpen. This year, he has been amazing, and he is defensively scooping balls on his backhand. But he had two balls on his glove side that he dropped that he should not have. And I just mentioned to Coach Cora, hey, let's work on that glove side. And you know, Spencer has picked up the last two balls have been dirt glove side. He's made them flawlessly. Javi coming around has been great. Trey Sweeney is improving. That kid is erratic as all hell making throws. Now, I will say this. I would prefer to have Alex Bregman over there at third base every day. It's nice to see Gleyber Torres. But you know what? Colt Keith, that kid was crying in front of his locker, and he is now fielding better. The entire team not only has this idea of we're going to win, and they're going out there and doing it, and it's contagious, but I'm seeing that personal improvement. Kerry Carpenter's another example in the outfield, boys. This team, and even Joey Cora, isn't sending people recklessly for the most part. I'll turn it over to you boys and listen. Thank you.
No, thank you, Tony. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you. The Tigers, thank you. A.J. Hinch thanks you. Spencer Torkelson thanks you for not giving up on him, even though he was the first player taken in the draft. Joey Cora, more than anybody else, probably thanks you above all else for your loud, booming voice that clearly has resonated in the clubhouse. Thank you. Don't thank us. Thank you.
The best thing I saw posted on Twitch was from Shanked71. He has many leather-bound books. Hey, that guy's awesome. That guy's awesome.
Lots of mahogany in that desk.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Trying to find, the points that he was making aside from patting himself on the back. There's no question this team has gotten better defensively. There's no question about that. And Torkelson, I think when Torkelson first started, it was a big question mark because he hadn't played first base. And then he made some plays and then didn't make some plays. But the plays you make, like, wow, that was really good. Can he be more consistent? He's been in the league now for four or five years here. So he's gotten better defensively.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Can I change my champ vote?
You can do whatever you like.
Okay. I'll think about it. Okay. Feedback coming in. Veerling will mess up the juju that's going on right now.
Will he?
Well,
I mean, I feel like, does it mess the juju when you bring up Akil Badu, you know, and plug him into the lineup?
Yeah, right.
Does it mess the juju when you say before the season begins that you're going to put Colt Keith over at first base and Torkelson's going to have to find a bat somewhere? I mean, everything A.J. Hinch has done, for the most part, has worked brilliantly. And I think this whole plan is that he wants these players back.
Yeah. And you know, I made the point earlier, and I do think there is something to be said. People can disagree with this, but I think there's something to be said about winning begets winning, that it's contagious, that it doesn't matter who they put out there. Their attention to detail is heightened. The focus is higher. You see little things like the turning on the gas from Torres to make sure he crosses the plate before Ibanez gets thrown out when he sees he's going first to third, to the big things like the spectacular catches in left field by Akil Badu. All these little things matter for a team. If you got a bunch of Shohei Ohtanis in your lineup, you're just so talented you beat people. But when you're not like that, if you got a bunch of guys that started their careers, many of these guys had to do everything they possibly could just to get a shot. McKinstry, Carpenter, Badu, Reese Olson. How good was he on Saturday? He gives up a leadoff single and then faces the minimum for six innings after that.
And then left with a finger issue, but apparently he's okay.
He's got a finger.
So
that attention to detail is heightened for many of these guys anyway, who had to do everything they could to scratch and claw and get here. But now that they're here and they're winning, you know, it just feels like it's all contagious. And nobody's surprised anymore when McKinstry's the star of the game, or Badu is the star of the game, or insert name of underappreciated, not by us, Tiger here, and they make a play.
And that's the juju of the team.
Yeah.
Is that it's not dependent on one player carrying the load. It's that you probably got a real strong core of three or four or five players, and everybody else plays the role and does it well. That's why I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the lineup changes from night to night, because I don't think you're going to have your set lineup. It's going to change every night when everybody gets healthy, because you've got the versatility to put guys in different places, give guys rest and time off. We talk about the 84 season. It's the last time the Tigers won the World Series. One of the many statistical anomalies of that season that I love is that they only had four players play more than 140 games that season. Four. And none of them played 150 games in that season. Kirk Gibson led the Tigers with 149 games played. But Trammell only played 139. Darrell Evans played 131. Larry Herndon, your starting outfielder, played 125 games. That means that Larry Herndon had 37 days off. So which is amazing when you think that team was so good, but they were fresh and they were able to stay fresh the whole season long. I think that's what we could see with this team. When you're getting guys back from injury and they're going to wean them back, it's not like you're going to see Parker Meadows play 15 straight games and they're going to get some time off when he comes back. They have the versatility to put other guys in there to keep this team as fresh as possible, which might be the secret sauce when you get to a postseason in today's baseball. Because in today's baseball, you got to do that with your pitchers, with your pitching staff for sure now, because you get 100 pitches, and whoa, watch out, better take them out. But what about the lineup itself? You want to keep them fresh, and I think they can do that with this team.
Unnamed Texter writes in, Tigers record with Dingler in the lineup is 26-12. Rodgers can sit the bench. See, I don't think decisions like that need to be made at this moment. Like, you don't have to say we don't need Jake Rodgers anymore because of that stat. You use Jake Rodgers in advantageous positions to use Jake Rodgers. Same thing with Dingler. Dingler's taking an opportunity and run,
yeah,
and that's great. But it doesn't have to be dismissing of Jake Rodgers.
No, not at all. It does not have to be that way. And I think that's one of the great things they have here. You know, Tomas Nito has done a real nice job in his, you know, part-time duty this year with hitting .343 and 35 at-bats. But when Jake Rodgers comes back, I think we know what's going to happen with Tomas Nito. He's not going to be on this team. Jake is starting to take at-bats at Toledo right now.
Unnamed texter, Dingler and the shortstop are the difference in the Tigers' turnaround.
Yeah, Trey Sweeney has been very good for the Tigers.
Coming up today at 11:05, I saw something in Game 7 last night, Toronto and Florida, I have never seen before in sports. And maybe I've just missed it. I've never seen this happen before. We will get to it at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.